This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, I know that music. I mean, I remember that music. I remember, listen, the first game I ever attended at the then Carrier Dome, of course, JMA Wireless Dome now, was back in the fall of 1991. And Steve Spurrier brought his Florida Gators to town, and they were really good, and they were ranked in the top 10 in Syracuse. Which I think Syracuse was in the top 20. Maybe it was a big matchup. And I remember on the opening kickoff of the game, Syracuse ran a reverse, and it was a young man named Kirby Dardar. What a great name, right? Kirby Dardar. He's from Florida, and they ran a reverse, and he took it to the house, and that place exploded, and, like, the roof came off the dome. And that was, like, my first introduction to football inside the dome at Syracuse. That was an amazing day, and of course, ever since then, I've always been bleeding orange, and I still am today, and that's why we love having our yearly chat with Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. John, welcome back to the program. Really appreciate you joining me again today.
My pleasure, Sal. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Oh my gosh, right? Like, that was 1991.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Your recall is great.
How can you forget that? And then there was the game later that year. Chris Gedney was like 1 yard shy of a touchdown against Miami Hurricanes in a monster game. And I mean, just leaving that dome heartbreaking like that. But man, those football games were amazing. And now I think we're seeing a big resurgence, obviously, with the football program and the dome packed again, the improvements you guys have made. Kind of take us through maybe the last couple of years and what you've seen from how this fan base with Fran Brown, with the dome improvements, how football is back in Syracuse.
Well, I think a couple things. Yeah, what Coach Fran has done in less than 2 years is he's totally transformed this program. And just our profile, from a recruiting perspective, we're recruiting. Yeah, we're going up against, the elite blue bloods for 4 stars and 5 stars. And we've got personnel department. We still discover diamonds in the rough as well. So it's a combination of our recruiting, our player personnel, but Fran and his staff have done a great job. He's instilled a tremendous culture, and I think at college athletics today, culture is really, really important. And what he says in terms of, DART, that's the acronym, detailed, accountable, relentless, and tough, they live it every day on the field and off the field. Academically, they're doing great. So I think he's really building the foundation for something that's going to be, really, really good here for a long period of time. And again, our recruiting, whether it's high school or transfer portal, it's totally different level than it was 2, 3, 4 years ago. So you take the football component, then you add in, in the spring, we opened our new football performance center. And I think the best thing I could tell you about it is when Steve Angeli, our starting quarterback, who transferred from Notre Dame, when he was on his visit here, I was talking to Steve's dad, and Steve's dad, we're walking through the football performance center. He said, this is amazing. He said, this is nicer than Notre Dame's. So we have the facilities between the Football Performance Center, the Ensley Indoor Practice Facility, what we've done with the Dome. We put over $200 million into the Dome. It's an entire, it's like a new building, right? Air conditioning, the largest video center hung video board in college athletics, new lighting, new sound, new premium areas, new concessions. We debuted late last fall, Myron Victory Court, which is an indoor tailgate cell. It's about 25,000 square feet. And you literally walk in, it's right at a gate. So you walk into your gate, boom, walk in your gate. You go to Myron Victory Court. You can eat, you can drink, you can buy your merch. There'll be other games on. Or in Saturday's case, College Game Day will be on, and it's an indoor tailgate, and it's 25,000 square feet of space, and it's phenomenal. So we've really, I think, upgraded the fan experience dramatically. It's been a huge, huge priority for us. And the last element that I probably forgot, that I did forget, is we reseated the Dome last year. So there's no more metal benches. There's no, that's all gone. We're chair backs throughout the JMA Wireless Dome. We're the only Power Four school in the country that has chairbacks throughout the facility. So we've done a lot, and we're trying to position ourselves. Our goal is to compete for ACC championships and to compete for college football playoff berth.
John, take me into that recruiting process and how it works now, because it has changed over the years. And I've had college coaches tell me, Sal, like, we can't even really recruit high school quarterbacks anymore. We're going to have to get somebody in the portal. It's just the way the game is played now and what you have to do. You bring Steve Angeli in. But what is the process now of identifying who you want to bring in, how you want to go about it, the NIL component? How does that all work and come together?
Well, we've got, you know, we basically have a mini front NFL front office is what we have in terms of player personnel and scouting. And we're, you know, they're scouting. Part of their assignment is high school kids. Part of it is college kids who we think may go in the portal or who are in the portal. You know, Steve Angeli, he's got a history with Fran. They know each other. Steve's high school quarterback is the brother of our quarterback coach, Nunzio Campanelli. So there's a relationship there. So relationships still matter. And even sometimes with high school recruits, Sal, you may not get them the first time, but if they go in the portal, you get them a second time. So you want to keep those relationships you build. And then in the portal, it's identifying guys that can come in and contribute immediately to your program, either as starters or increasing the quality of your depth. So maybe they don't start, but you know what? You know, they elevate your twos and they push the ones. So I think we're much more selective in the portal, much more strategic to have someone like Steve become available, because we had Ricky Collins, who transferred in from LSU in December, and the battle went down to the last week of camp. And Ricky's super talented. He's got a great arm. He's incredibly athletic. I mean, you know, we have two really good quarterbacks now. And then you need to recruit high school quarterbacks. But the one thing Fran's great about is he's upfront. He's honest. He's honest with the kids. He's honest with the parents, whether it's a high school recruit or a portal recruit. So that way they know exactly the situation they're going to come into at Syracuse.
Well, I'm going to tell you from my perspective, when Fran was hired, I went around the Bills locker room and talked to three people who he had been with in college. Deion Dawkins at Temple, Tyler Medikevich at Temple, and Terrell Bernard at Baylor. And they all said the exact same thing you did. Every one of them looked at me and very, very steadfast and serious said, Fran Brown is the most honest, real dude you will meet. And they loved that fact. And I think that's key, right, John, which is people want you to be honest with them. Don't sell them a bill of goods. And because that permeates and word gets around.
Yeah, you can't BS people, Sal. You know, let's cut to it. You can't BS, because word will get around. And it's interesting, you say the Bills players you talked to, every person, and I talked to dozens of people about Fran, they said three things: genuine, authentic, honest, and a family guy. And that's exactly what he is. And I think, you know, and he and the staff, they recruit like maniacs. But, you know, he's not selling. He'll tell a recruit. I've been in breakfast. I've been in meetings with recruits where he will tell them, you know what, don't come here unless you're ready to embrace hard. But if you don't embrace hard, what are you going to accomplish in your life?
No doubt. No doubt. John Wildhack.
We're going to get you ready for the NFL. We're going to get you ready for the NFL, and we're also going to get you ready for your post-NFL career.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry to interrupt you. John Wildhack there, right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Syracuse University Athletic Director. Does it work the same in basketball, you know, as far as the recruiting aspect? Not necessarily anything with, you know, Red and Fran, but does it work the same way in basketball as in football, everything you just talked about?
It's a little bit different in basketball because there's just so few guys involved, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different now. Our basketball GM Alex Klein, who was a scout for the Knicks, he did a tremendous job in terms of helping identify guys in the portal that can complement us this year. Because we're in a rare position. Our two leading scorers, JJ Starling and Donnie Freeman, are coming back. That seldom happens in college basketball. So we've got two guys who are proven scorers. Now it's how you build and you complement around them through the portal and then through our high school recruiting as well. And obviously, yeah, we've got a fairly high profile recruit by the name of Kion Anthony.
Yes.
Whose dad was pretty good.
No doubt.
And it goes in the Naismith Hall of Fame Saturday night.
I love that. All right. That's great. Information. Let's talk about the two coaches because there are a lot of, they're in a different spot, I would say, with a lot of fans and what they think about where the programs are. So let's start with Fran. You just talked about Fran being there for a long, long time. Well, let's make sure that happens, right, fans say. So what would it mean and what would it take to make sure Fran Brown is locked up an extension and staying at Syracuse for a long time?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've done is we continue to invest in football, and you know, the university's been great, supportive of that, and that demonstrates Fran that, okay, you know what, we're serious. We want to compete at the highest level, and that's what he wants. And again, the new football performance center. So, you know, we're making the investment, and we're making the investment that Fran wants us to make. That he's thrilled that we're making. And that commitment is really, really important towards, you know, to retaining him.
And on the other side, you have Red Autry. And I went to school with Adrian, and I love Adrian Autry. But we also know that the basketball team hasn't made the tournament and reached the expectations they have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Even internally right. At Syracuse. So where do things stand right now with Red Autry heading into this year as the head men's basketball coach?
Yeah, you know, it's an important year, and Adrian knows it. Last year was disappointing, and I'll be honest with you. Last year we were under-resourced with NIL money. Mm-hmm. And we had guys that wanted to come here, but you know what? You know, we couldn't afford them. We had people step up to really support NIL in both football and basketball this year, and we did much better out of the portal. So I think we'll be a much better team. We're more athletic. We're deeper. We're bigger. We're taller. We're more like a Syracuse, you know, a traditional Syracuse team. Nate George is a transfer from Georgia Tech, native of Toronto, by the way, is a really, really good player. I think he was number 6 in the country in assists last year at Georgia Tech. He's really good. So I think this is going to be a dramatically different team. I'm excited. The schedule's daunting, but that's fine.
You know, what does success look like?
If you want to win championships, yeah. If you want to win championships, you got to play the best. You know, we want to make we need to make the tournament. We know that, okay. And Adrian knows that. The staff knows it. The team knows it. We're all disappointed. They've worked really, really hard, and I hope the stain of last year is a motivator throughout this entire season.
John Wildhack, Syracuse University Athletic Director. All right, John, so let's just talk big picture college athletics for a minute. Lots of moving parts still when it comes to conferences, who's in, who's out. It's hard to keep track of these days. You had a nice long career at ESPN. You've seen this from a TV level. You've seen it from an athletic director's level. How do you thread this needle to make sure everything's working well and everybody's kind of on the same page? Because it seems like every time I turn around, there's lawsuits and there's all this stuff going on. Tell me about the day in the life of you making sure that you're kind of on top of things and how all this is working.
It's chaotic, and and I think what everybody yearns for is for some stability. And I'm not sure, and we're not there yet, to be honest with you, and I'm not sure we're going to be there anytime soon. And what's going to be really key is the College Sports Commission, which is all kind of a byproduct of the settlement of the House legal case, which started July 1, is, they're kind of the new enforcement agency for third-party NIL, right? And the question's going to be is when they enforce, or when they say, you know what, this deal doesn't pass muster, and they get sued, which is going to happen, what happens then? Because if the CSC doesn't hold, then in a sense you have, then you have no enforcement, and we're right back to where we were. We had a period this spring where it's 45 days, where it's just unfettered free agency with no rules whatsoever. And that's not sustainable. So we need some stability. I think, this is my personal opinion, Sal, I think long-term, I would not be surprised at all if there's some type of collective bargaining.
Okay. Well, educate me and my listeners, and I wish I knew this and I don't. Like, let's just say a recruit comes in and you give them NIL money. Do they have to sign a contract to stay at Syracuse or wherever for a certain amount of years? Can they sell you they're going to and then just bail on you? Like, is this part of the regulation you're talking about? You have I forget the young man's name from Florida, a five-star recruit you just brought in from Florida, who's an excellent football player, obviously. Like, and I'm thinking about someone like this, and like, yeah, he's going to be at Syracuse, and I'm thinking, well, what if he tells Syracuse, I want to leave? Like, how does it work when they come in as far as contracts or staying in a program?
There's basically, what we do is, because we're sharing $20.5 million a year. That's the max a school could share with our athletes. So we're doing that. And then every athlete that we our revenue share with, we're signing a contract for their NIL rights. That's what we're paying them for, their NIL value, their NIL rights. That contract spells out specific obligations on behalf of them, academically, conduct, et cetera, that type of thing. You ask a really good question. We have purposely done just 1 year deals, because I'm not sure multi-year deals are enforceable.
Right.
And if they're not enforceable, then they're not worth the weight of the paper that they're written on. So really what you have right now is it's on a semester-by-semester basis, candidly. And that's why the chaos. Yeah, that's why the chaos. And that's why, this current model, in my opinion, and I think if you ask any of my peers, it is not sustainable long-term.
Okay, so as an athletic director, are you in favor of saying, hey, we have to have, you say collective bargaining, would that include maybe something like, look, if we're going to commit money, we need a commitment from these athletes as well to be here for a certain time period. Would something like that work, you think?
I think it could, and it provides some stability for everyone, and it provides some structure for everyone.
John Wildhack joining me here on the Wester Hotline. All right, John, Saturday is the first home game of the season. The UConn Huskies come to town, and I'm guessing a lot of people here in Buffalo who are getting ready for that Sunday night game. Here's the best part. If people want to go to Syracuse, spend all day, all night there, they can get back to Buffalo a little bit later for the Bills-Ravens game, obviously. So obviously tell everybody what's going on Saturday with Syracuse opening the season at home.
So we got 9 a.m. QC on the quad will be open for breakfast, so you can have breakfast on the quad. The band will be playing. The team will do their quad walk at 9:45. That's something that Fran instituted last year that was really popular with our fans and also really popular with the players as well. The players enjoyed that. And then Myron Victory Court, which is, again, our indoor tailgate, opens at 10:30. And that's got all kinds of food, drink, merch, et cetera, that type of thing. We've got some really high-end merchandise, you know, not only Nike, but, you know, we've got, you know, Peter Millar, Johnny O's, et cetera, that type of thing. And then we're kicking off at noon. And, you know, so you can come down in the morning or come down Friday night. And you can get back in plenty of time for the Bills and Ravens on Sunday night.
All right, so listen, and then you know that new stadium is going in across the street. Could we see our orange here in Western New York at some point, John? Or is that state secrets? We're going to see the basketball team here playing at UB against UB, University of Buffalo, KeyBank Center. Football team, maybe the new stadium at some point playing a game in there? How's that sound to you?
I'm very open to that, Sal. I'd be very open to that. Absolutely.
I love that. By the way, Calvin Russell is the young man's name. I wanted to make sure I got his name out there. Five-star recruit that comes to Syracuse. John, I always enjoy our chats. It's very educational for our listeners here, and I really appreciate that. And, of course, I'll see you sometime either at a football game and or a basketball game this year. Thank you so much again.
Well, I look forward to it, Sal. And one quick invitation to Bills fans, to Bills Mafia, on Halloween night, which is Friday night, we host Bill Belichick in North Carolina.
I love this. I have said,
one
I have to
more
tell you.
Time,
yes.
One more time.
Oh, my
time,
gosh.
Bills Mafia and Bills fans can come and root against Bill Belichick. 7:30
John, you don't know how. You don't know how happy I am you said this, because I have said, ever since Bill Belichick got that job, I have said here on WGR multiple times, I can't wait for Fran Brown to kick his butt and watch that happen. And I can't wait, and I want to be there for it. So we saw what happened on this past weekend with Bill Belichick. Personally, I was reveling in it. You don't have to say that, but he comes to town Halloween night. That would be great. So that is a great promo right there. And, of course, people can go and they can find the Syracuse football schedule online. You can go to Cuse Athletics and Cuse.com, and you can find everything right there. John, once again, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you down the road, my man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Go Orange, go Bills.
All right, you got it. John Wildhack right there. Western New York native, Syracuse University athletic director. He was at ESPN for many years. Now he's at Syracuse. How about that? I love that. Open invitation, Bills Mafia, come watch Bill Belichick. And he's saying it without saying it. He's saying, come watch us beat Bill Belichick. That's what he's saying, right? He's not going to say it on the air there and give that bulletin board material. I can say it. I can't wait for Fran Brown to kick Bill Belichick's butt. That's what I want to see this year. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll be quick here in the next segment, then we'll get to the top of the hour, and when we do, we'll come back and get ready for both Joe Brady and Bobby Babich to talk, and down at One Bills Drive, we'll carry that live here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.